Should it be according to your mind? James Smith, Important Questions, 1858. Should it be according to your mind? Job 34:33. We are prone to be fretful, to complain of the dispensations of divine providence, and to reflect harshly upon the Lord's dealings with us. We want our own way. We wish to carve for ourselves. We would be treated as God's favorites. We want our ease and prosperity and pleasure consulted in all things. And if this does not appear to be done, if our wills are crossed, if our schemes are frustrated, if our purposes are broken off, then we stumble, think ourselves badly treated, and look for everybody to sympathize with us. Under these circumstances, God comes to us as we sit among our broken cisterns, surrounded by our dethroned idols, and puts this question to us: Should it be according to your mind? Are you wiser than God? Are you kinder than God? Are you holier than God? Are you more just than God? Are you better informed than God? May not your mind be dark or selfish or foolish? Should it then be according to your mind? Should you reign or God? Remember that God acts in the highest wisdom. His motives are grace and justice, and all his purposes are worthy of himself. The least the Christian can do is to submit and to prefer God's wisdom, way, and work to his own. Seeing God has arranged all events, that all things must work together for the good of his people, they, at least, should daily say, "Father, may your will be done." O my soul, seek grace from God, not only to submit and be resigned to the dispensations of divine providence, but to acquiesce in them and be pleased with the whole of them. Your good is consulted, your best interests are secured, and soon, very soon, it will be seen that infinite wisdom and mercy, grace and goodness, have marked out every step of your road. Jesus replied, "You do not understand what I am now doing, but some day you will." John 13:7.